I'm joined by Oglethorpe University junior golfer Scott Pugh. Scott, of course, a member of the 2009 National Championship Golf Team with Oglethorpe University. First of all, Scott, thanks for joining us and congratulations.
Thank you very much, Russell.
Scott Pugh, of course, a second team Division III Ping All-American member this year and the winner of the 2009 individual SCAC championship as well as a member of the team championship. Scott, we talked to you right after you won the individual and team championship back a few weeks ago for the SCAC. Just talk about the way your team took the momentum from winning the conference championship and the way you transitioned and how you guys were able to prepare and get ready heading into nationals this year.
Well, yeah, it was very difficult after our conference championship. As soon as that ended, we had finals week was coming up, and then we had only another week until the national championship. A lot of guys took off the entire week to take a little break from the golf season, and I know I was very busy with finals, and I don't think I touched the club for a couple days. But having visited Port St. Lucie, where the host site of the 2003 or 2009 Division III championships. We went there over spring break, and knowing that we had played the course, we had seen the course, and we were somewhat familiar with it, I think helped leading into the tournament. And it was a lot of guys put in a lot of effort that last week and a half to prepare themselves for a grueling 4 days out there, because you got to be mentally and physically prepared before you play in a four day long golf tournament.
You mentioned not having touched a club for a couple of days and having to deal with exams. After the first day, you guys were in 16th place. You guys shot a team 13 over. It was obviously a grueling first day. Schools were on two different courses. You guys played the more difficult of the two courses. But just sort of after the first day, what did Coach say to you guys, and what was your mindset, and how were you guys able to really mentally hang in there after the first day and battle your way all the way back and be in it on the last day?
Well, like I said, 4 days is a lot of days. One stroke, two strokes might not hurt you. After the first day, we really thought that, 295 would have been a good score. We shot 301, so we were a couple strokes off where we thought we needed to be. But I said to the guys, it's not a sprint. It's a long distance race. So hang in there. A couple of our freshmen didn't play so well the first day, but we had they are two great players that we have on team. We have a great freshman lineup, and I said, guys, stick with it. It'll be a long couple of days, and I know we can do it. Playing the easier course the next day, I figured if we could get inside the top five, anywhere from 10 to 15 shots down, we had a good chance to track some people down in the last 2 days.
Scott, you mentioned some of the new guys to your lineup and a strong freshman and first-year guys. Obviously, a lot's been said about Ólafur Lofsson, the Iceman from Iceland, obviously the 2009 individual Division III golf champion. Scott, can you just talk about his game? One of the things that a lot of people have talked about is how consistent of a player he's been. Nationals, of course, being the only four-day or four-round golf tournament that you guys played in. Can you talk about how that might have helped his game and how he's able to just be consistent all week and come out in the end and shoot a solid final round and take the individual national championship?
Yeah, in any multi-day competition, all the best players are going to surface to the top. The most consistent guys put in the most effort, the most talented, even you might say. So when you look at Iceman's game, Ólafur Lofsson, the Iceman as we call him, just look at his game. He doesn't make many mistakes, keeps the ball in the fairway, and he has a great short game. And like you said, he had a great last. Over his last 2 days, he shot a total of 7 under. He shot 68, 69 the last 2 days, because he took advantage of the course and was able to get up and down and not make any mistakes. And I think that's the big thing. As long as you keep it in the fairway, which he does, and get it close to the green, I think he's going to be a great addition to the Charlotte golf team, because he was definitely an asset to have on the team this year.
Again, I'm joined by Oglethorpe University junior golfer Scott Pugh. Scott, of course, is from the Berg, as he likes to refer to it, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Scott, you finished 8 over par for the week, 296. You finished in tied for 15th place, good enough for second team Division III Ping All-American team, as I mentioned. Just talk a little bit about your week out there at Nationals.
Well, Well, you know, I mean, it was fun, and I was really pumped going into it. I was playing really well. I just felt like we could make big things happen as a team, and I could hopefully do big things for the team. And you know, I got off to a good start, shot two over and then two under, and then struggled the third day. Didn't really have too much luck on the course. And shot 77, and then the final day of any NCAA event, you know, especially national championship, it was play like you've never played before. And I didn't have a very, very solid day on the golf course. My game wasn't in perfect shape, but, you know, I got it on the course as good as I could and tried to help my team and put them in a position where we could win, so...
Being a junior, Scott, this is you know, Oglethorpe's always had an extremely strong golf program. Has been, you know, in and out competing every year for a national championship. Your third year being at nationals, just talk about what you saw or felt was sort of the difference this year as opposed to years past at a national championship.
You know, it was a comfort level. We would go out there when we played practice rounds, and you know, everybody on the team was hitting the ball great. We hit it the best that. You know, that I've ever been a part of the team. You know, everybody is consistent, confident. And I think having, you know, knowing the course a little bit, being ready, I mean, everybody was ready to play at Nationals, and everybody had the right mindset going out on the course. And I think that was the biggest thing is, you know, when you go out to play golf, you have to be in a good, positive, confident mindset. And we were lucky to have that this year with five guys. Five guys playing well, playing together as a team, and you know, Methodist and Laverne, the team that finished third, had you know, three guys within the top ten, but we had five guys playing, five guys contributing, and five guys on the team that won us the team championship.
You mentioned Methodist University, of course. Oglethorpe being located in Atlanta, Georgia, in the South, you guys have always sort of had a nice competitive rivalry with Methodist University, a very strong Division III golf program. Just talk about, you know, how much sweeter or what the feeling was knowing that on the final day you guys erased the four-stroke deficit and we were able to overcome Methodist, a team that's been there and you guys have gone toe-to-toe with, you know, all 3 years of your college experience to this point.
Yeah, you know, it was fun. I mean, especially this year, you know, Huntington was ranked number one most of the year, Methodist number two, and we were somewhere behind. And, you know, beating Huntington a couple times, but we could never beat Methodist. We were 0-6 to them going into the national championship. When it was close, they would beat us by one stroke, by two strokes. Sometimes they beat us by much more. But it was just that feeling that, you know, we'd come close, but we couldn't quite beat them. And going in the last day, you know, I said, look, fellas, you know, we're just as good as they are. You know, they had their good days. You know, this is the last day. Play confident. Don't play them. Play the course. And, you know, Methodist was leading almost the entire day. And we were just lucky enough to get it in and beat them once. But that was the sweetest part, the sweetest win the whole year.
Scott, you know, just over the past few, you know, week or two, have you had a time to reflect, just being a part of the Oglethorpe University's first ever national championship of any sport, you know, what does that mean to, you know, the Oglethorpe Athletic Department and the Oglethorpe Golf Program, and what have you taken away from your experience winning the national championship this year?
You know, I mean, I take a great deal of pride. You know, it was nice seeing Athletic Director Jay Gardner and Dean Doyle down there to support us. When we were in second place, you know, it showed that, you know, we had support. We had people behind us wanting us, willing us almost, you would say, to victory. And just positive attitudes when we were down there the whole time. And even afterwards, with the amount of phone calls and acknowledgement our coach got from professors, teachers, you know, other academic faculty members. And it was, it was a great time, and I think it'll be remembered for a while.
Member of the 2009 NCAA National Championship team, Oglethorpe University, Scott Pugh. Congratulations again, Scott. Thanks for joining us today, and best of luck continuing to get better through in your golf game throughout the entire summer heading into the fall.
Thanks, Russell.